next on WILO.
This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job or, if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.
Does your yard or patio need a makeover? I know mine does, but I'm not an expert. But I know who is. Hardesty Landscaping. There's no job too large or too small that Hardesty Landscaping won't give you a professional design. One that fits your budget and needs. If you can dream it, they can build it. Whether it's a fire pit, patio, fountain, water garden, retaining wall, or shrubs, trees, and flowers, call Hardesty Landscaping today at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And welcome back to Party Line. We are live from the 2018 Clinton County Fairgrounds here on WILO. Special thanks to our sponsors, Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan, helping us out this year, presenting it at the fair. Also, our regular Party Line sponsors helping us out, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well. Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, and this is Party Line. We're still talking with Jack Kininger, who is the president of the Indiana State Standard Bread Association. Jack, we got you for a few more minutes. Tell us a little bit about what your schedule is your layout as you travel across the state this time of year and maybe throughout the year as well as president.
Well, we start racing in the 1st of June, and we race until October at some fairgrounds. These are all the county fairgrounds. We start in March 29th at the racetrack at Hoosier Park at Anderson, and we go till November the 12th. Some place they're racing standard bread just about all summer long, all fall. You know, I try to get to all the county fairs. I have probably 1,100 members that belong to the association, and plus we represent 2,500 that are at the racetrack. So we really represent a lot of horse people, and it's not just the horse people. It's an agribusiness. Horses eat hay, they eat grain. You know, you buy trucks, you got to haul them to the racetrack or to the fairs. You got to buy trailers. So it's all connected to the agribusiness. And that's right in 2013, we did a study, and our part of the industry is $1 billion a year industry. So for the state. So it's huge. And we go to all the county fairs, and we try to help them get new barns, good race tracks. You know, we want to race. We furnish all the money for the races. So it doesn't really cost the fairgrounds anything to put on the races. And we want, every fairgrounds to be state-of-the-art, top of the line. So those grants will help build barns. It's like at Converse, for instance, which is a small community. They have a fair at Converse, Indiana, and they have built 6 brand new barns because the fair board asked for the grant money, and the only way that you can get a grant is to ask for a grant. So, like I said, it's communication, and we've had a hard time working with all the fair boards in the state. It's not your fair board or their fair board. They're all that way because they're volunteers. They don't get paid. All they do is catch a lot of crap from people that aren't happy. So, you know, it's a tough job, and it takes a lot of time. And I've been president of the Indiana Standard Bread Association for about 12 years now, and it takes a lot of time. I mean, my racehorses, they're standing at home this morning when I should be out training them. But it's important. What I'm doing this morning is very important. The public needs to know that this fairground is state-of-the-art. You need to come out, look at it. If you haven't been out here in a while, you will be amazed, and it's only going to get better. And the communication with the people, let them know what harness racing is, get them involved in it. That's my job right now. So I'm very pleased to be here this morning. I got up a little after 6 and drove all the way down here, and tell you what, you're going to have a beautiful day. It's going to be a great day for horse racing. You'll see some really fast races tonight.
So you said that a few minutes ago, we were just talking about the grants that you'd awarded us in Clinton County and paid for a couple of the water trucks and stuff. Once we get some of those biggies out of the way, we can work on some other small, maybe things that just kind of make it look nicer and a little more, a nicer experience for people. Once we get some of the biggies out of the way, what's some of the other things we could apply for grant money for that would make it a little neater experience? Maybe not something we have to have, just want to have.
Well, you know, you want, like, the grandstands. Nancy was talking about the grandstand. You could get a grant for that. You could get, the state fair would put money into that, I'm sure. Vinyl fence around the outside. I see you still got the wood fence. The wood fence looks nice, but every time it's a labor-intensive fence, you know, you could apply for a grant for vinyl fencing that you never have to paint. It'll last forever. We helped with the drainage. This fair for 25 years, every time we come to Clinton County Fair, it rained. I think 11 years in a row it rained. And when it was a clay track, that was it. We packed up and went home. Yeah. Now, with an all-weather track like you have now, it can rain 3-4 inches. The water's going to get away. The track's going to be super fast. Because the limestone track, what it does is it takes a lot of water. Like Nancy said, those guys were probably up all night watering this thing, because when the sun comes out and it's 90 degrees, that water just sucks right out of that. So the more water you put on it, the faster the track is. So that's the good thing about an all-weather track. But the grants, the speaker system Nancy talked about, that was one of our grants. There's all kinds of stuff, manure pits, so that you don't have to put the manure out on the ground from the horses. You can put it in a pit, makes it 10 times easier to get rid of. There's just a myriad of things that you can ask for grants for. Driveway money. I mean, just all different kinds of things.
It could help encompass the whole fair, right?
Yeah, exactly. It'll help the 4-H. Anything that we do should help the 4-H and help the fair. Yes, it does. It does.
Nancy, who's the people out here overnight that was working till 3 o'clock in the morning? Is this state people, or is it people we have?
Well, we had 3 of our board members out here. Just about everybody was the guys. We had a lot of the guys, of course, that do the derby and that thing. They were out here getting the bridge up, and they were out here running the water trucks. Aaron Ping and Aaron Ping, he drives, he's a member, and he's driving a big water truck. And I think Jeff Royer was out here driving trucks, and Matt, Neil, I don't drive the trucks because they wouldn't get anything on there. But we have this morning, we're so fortunate that our county sheriff makes sure that we get prisoners out here, and they come out every morning and clean the grandstands and grounds. And they enjoy that because it gives them some time away. We have used them during for several things during the spring and summer to get, they did painting. They helped us lay all the sod up around the 4-H building. And it's good for them. We get to know them. I mean, those guys, they're good workers. And they even came back here. We brought them back here into the barns because we needed clay shoveled into all those stalls to raise the level. And my gosh, we had a couple of them didn't come back. They said, "We're shoveling. I ain't going back." But we use that as labor, but we also, you know, we use, there's just lots of volunteers that come out and try to help us with all of this. So it's a labor of love, let me tell you, because we're out here, like Jamie says, we're out here until 1-2 o'clock in the morning, whatever it takes. So that's kind of the whole deal. We love volunteers.
So is there, Jack, is there anything else you'd like to leave us with before we grab any more guests? Will we see you this week here since you're focusing on Clinton County, or is this your one day? Are you out of town after tomorrow?
Yeah, I've got to get back. I have some meetings at the racetrack because, as I don't know if your listeners know, but Caesars bought Hoosier Parks, bought Century Gaming, and Indiana Grand. So we are... They take possession on the 13th, and there's a lot of negotiations going on with the horsemen and different things. So I'm kind of busy right now, so I would really like to be here racing. I really would. I met my wife here 48 years ago at this fair. She was a parade rider, and I was just a 15-year-old skinny kid that was working for a guy that had a bunch of horses, and I met her, and eventually we ended up getting married, and she's a local girl here. She's a hot dog. So we have strong ties to Clinton County, and it's always been a warm spot in my heart, this fairground. You know, I basically grew up here. I can tell you that. So, I would love to be here racing. I really would, but my duties, I have other duties that I have to take care of, so.
The things that he has to do and I is deal with the legislators.
Oh, okay.
And that's not always an enjoyable thing, but it's something that the real estate there, everybody has to work with them. So, you know, there's so many things that you just don't realize. There are bills that go through with attachments on them, and you think, I thought this was okay, and now it's got someplace else. So all of these groups have to watch that so closely, and Jack is a major person to go down and talk with legislators. And doesn't lose his cool. I tend to. But they all have to work together, so he's a very integral part of whatever happens in this state with the horse business.
You have good support from the legislators?
Yeah, we have great support with the legislature. Our main Senator Kinley retired last year, but we have some others that picked up the torch from Senator Kinley, they realize that, you know, it's just our part of the $1 billion industry in the state, and you know that's a lot of money, and that was a 2013. Here we are in 2018. I'm sure that's grown immensely, so they realize that it's huge. And, you know, a lot of the tax money that the state gets now, unfortunately, comes from the gaming industry. So we're involved with the gaming industry, too. So it's just something you have to just keep an eye on. Like Nancy says, the legislators like to stick little things in bills, and nobody pays any attention to you. So a lot of our time is spent paying very close attention to what goes into bills. So that's our livelihood. So we watch it pretty closely. But we do have great support. We have a great racing commission. You know, they do all the drug testing at the county fairs to make sure everybody's on a level playing field. And we get a lot of really good support from the legislators and the racing commission.
I never thought about the drug testing that you have to go through. We do that at all the
fairs. Wherever there's any money involved, we do drug testing. And, you know, the technology has gotten so good, they go down to a pixelgram, a drug that will test a pixelgram. Don't ask me what a pixelgram is, because it's very, very, very. So a lot of times, you know, people want to pet horses, stuff like that. And if you pet their neck or their side, that's fine, but you want to stay away from their mouth with your hands, because they can pick up, if you're taking some kind of medication, it'll be a residue on your hands, and a horse can pick it up. That's a pixel brain. So it's gotten very, very, very sophisticated, so that the playing field is level. We're pretty level. You know, everybody's on the same key. So when a horse wins, you know, that horse won. Yeah.
I was small here, and that's where the bets are. You are fantastic.
They draw urine and blood on every race. And they pick the winner, and then they usually pick one horse out of the race, just a random draw, to make sure that, you know, nobody's doing anything illegal. And so, yeah, they do it at every fair.
Very good. Well, Jack, it's been a pleasure to talk with you, and thanks for all you've done for Clinton County. And I'm glad you met your wife here, and it's still got a special place in your heart.
Yeah, she's 48 years, so I'm pretty happy.
Well, congratulations, and thanks again. Hopefully we'll see you around here.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. It's been a pleasure.
Nancy, thank you. Anything else we need to know other than it's pre and come out?
It's pre and come out tonight. And tomorrow night. And then all night.
Thanks, Nancy. Appreciate it. Thanks to our sponsors, too. Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan, able to help us out presenting Party Line at the fair. Thank you, sir. Brian Buchanan joins me now. Why did you think it was important to jump on board with WILO and bringing this Party Line program out here and being a part of the
fair? Great. Well, first of all, I want to say thanks for having me. Thanks for allowing me to be part of the fair. You know, I just growing up was really involved in 4-H activities, FFA activities, and really like to support youth activities. And my family and I have always been a big supporter of county fairs, and we feel like it's very a good asset to the community, and that's why I thought it was important to get involved and help support the fair.
So where are you from originally?
Originally grew up in southern Indiana, just outside of Evansville, where I went to high school and grew up. And my wife and I, we live just about 15 minutes south of here in northern Boone County. So that's where we reside now, and plan on being there for a good while. I tell everyone we're pretty much settled there and plan on living there the rest of our lives.
So what's your favorite thing of the fair this week? What are you looking forward to?
Oh, you know, I like a lot of things at the fair. I will say some of my favorite things, obviously, is the food. I always like fair food. But livestock shows. You know, I really enjoy the shows. And the thing I enjoy about the shows is watching the kids put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into, you know, preparing animals, working with animals, showing animals, and then really to see their faces when they're out there showing and seeing all their hard work pay off. So probably the livestock shows.
I didn't realize until I started talking to the fair representatives how important horse racing was in Clinton County and how big a deal it is to have a state-of-the-art facility right here.
Yeah, you know it is. You know, I just kind of learned a little bit about that myself here, actually just here in the past week or so. But I do know the facility is used a fair amount, and I know the horse racing is a big contributor.
Well, Brian, we appreciate you coming out today, and we'll probably see you this week. But thanks for your help here on YLO and sponsoring our Party Line program this morning and all week.
Well, thank you very much. Certainly, I'll try to make it back a few other days to say hi and check in. Plan on spending a few days, at least a few evenings here with the family and visiting with people and getting to know people here in Clinton County. So thank you.
I saw you in the parade, too, yesterday, right? How did you think that went?
the parade went great. You know, parades are an excellent time just to kind of chat with people real quick and get some visibility and shake some hands. And I thought it was an excellent parade. I thought the number of participants was great. I thought the seeing all the people kind of lining the streets is always neat to see, and just seeing some enthusiasm and excitement. It was great to end up here at the fairgrounds and spend a little bit of time here at the fairgrounds with the family and visiting some old friends and new friends and getting to know people.
Brian, good to see you as always. Thank you.
Thank you much. We'll see you later on this week.
I got Melissa Miller here. I want to do a quick break with Melissa. Melissa, we've got a lot of things going on here this week on YLO. Let's see, I don't have it written down in front of me, and I know you're trying to keep it all straight, too, but we're going to start things, what, Wednesday night?
Wednesday day.
Day.
Yeah, as soon as you get done with Party Line, I go straight into the swine show, and we'll be covering the swine show all day. We're also going to be talking to 4-H'ers that have other projects, obviously, because a lot of our swine kids are going to be showing. But we're gonna talk nothing but 4-H all Wednesday. I'm trying to talk Mr. Buchanan into showing up. He kind of owes me a little bit from his 4-H and FFA days. So I'm trying to talk him into being here on Wednesday or maybe Thursday when we do Supreme. We're going to be covering Supreme on Wylo TV. And that is, to me, that's probably the highlight of 4-H is the kids, when they get through their showmanship, they work their way up from beginner all the way to master. And then when they hit master in their species, then they can compete in Supreme Showman. They have to show all those species. So that, it takes a lot of work. We have a huge crowd for that. And last year, the last couple of years, we have televised it. And it's been really great for people to be able to watch it and understand what that program is. But I'm trying to get him out here for either swine show or that, or maybe even the livestock auction, which is Friday evening. And that'll be on the radio. So, he's going to be around. And like I said, he owes me, so... He'll be back.
What do we look for in the auction Friday? What's that involve? I guess it's a pretty big deal. This is kind of the culmination of everything, right?
We have a lot of businesses and individuals from the community that come in and support the 4-H program. We have huge community support, not only for the awards and the building projects, but obviously the livestock projects are the ones that are the most costly. Extremely expensive to raise an animal, and this is the way the kids can kind of recoup some of that. It also gives them a chance to feel good about what they've done and showcase that. So all the community support coming out. In fact, if you are interested in helping support 4-H, you can call the Extension office. You can talk to Karen Crum, our Extension educator, and she can tell you how, or Bethany Purley, our office manager, they can tell you how you can be a part of it and support. You don't have to know anything about 4-H to help support these kids and everything that they do. And Brian, like I said, he is an avid 4-H'er through his career when he was a kid, and so was I. And, you know, we all understand that part of it, and community support is huge. So, but, yeah, at the auction, the kids recoup back some of that. They sell their animal, and most of them take that money, put it in a savings account, and then that's what they start their next year project with. Our seniors, our 10-year members, they actually take that and put it towards college. So, yeah.
Well, Lisa, thanks for all your help behind the scenes here on Wylo, and we'll see you on the radio later this week.
No problem, Kevin. You know I'm here, so.
Thanks for everything you do. Well, we'll take another break here. Let's check the time. We've got 9:20. We want to thank our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, and Compass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Your free local online newspaper. Also, Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan helping us out, presenting us on Party Line from the 2018 Clinton County Fair. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a moment on WILO.
No one knows how to help you say, I love you, like Sparrow Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrow's has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say, I love you, just the way you want. Sparrow's will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Remember, Tony says, Sparrow's wants to help you say, I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever needs to be said just the right way, with flowers. Call us today for delivery today or stop by Sparrow's Greenhouse and Large Showroom.
Hear well, live well, Hearing Care Pro.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
At Encompass Credit Union, we provide a list of financial services, from online and mobile banking technology to easy-to-apply online loan applications. We offer credit cards and loans at competitive rates, so stop by or give us a call. We can tell you all about the services we offer. We're an equal housing lender. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Community-minded, just like you.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Here we are on a Monday morning for we are live at the 2018 Clinton County Fair. We want to thank our sponsors, Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan. We just spoke with him a few minutes ago. And Wealthy Custom Exteriors, along with Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Miller Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. We talked to the Queen candidate, the Queen, last week here in the studio, but we see her out here this morning. Good morning again to Nina. Thank you for coming.
Sure, of course.
What's your duties been like since the last time we talked to you last Wednesday in the studio? What have you been doing?
We've been doing a lot of handing out ribbons and just making appearances at different shows. And we've also been helping announce, like at the Derby last night, we welcomed everyone to it. And we've just kind of been hanging out and making appearances and just handing out ribbons.
What was the parade like yesterday? Pretty fun? It looked like he's having fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was hot in our dresses, but it was really fun.
So what's the rest of the week look like for you? A lot of the same?
Yeah, just a lot of handing out ribbons and just helping out.
What were you? I think I asked you this last week. You get to move on now to like the state finals. When's that going to be? Do you know?
I believe in January. Yeah.
A few months to prepare for that.
Yes.
And who'd you bring with you here? We've got is it Jessica Munoz? Hi, Jessica. Good to see you again.
Hi.
Have your duties been a lot of the same as Nina's?
Yes, we've been sharing the same roles.
Mm-hmm. What is, have all the little girls been coming up to you and they think you guys are just the cutest things in the world?
Yes, they come up to us and sometimes they just, like, open their eyes real wide and they're like, there's the queens. And we're like, yes. And we always offer to take a picture right away. And then they'll be like, Mom, I got a picture with the queens.
So what do you plan on doing the rest of the week? Again, just helping out Nina as she needs the help?
Yes, we plan on doing the same thing, handing out ribbons and making appearances.
And are you having fun so far?
Yes, I'm having a lot of fun, but I'm getting a little sunburnt because I forgot my sunscreen.
Well, you've got a couple days left, so you got to remember to bring that, right? Maybe you can run home before the sun comes out, right? Well, Jessica and Nina, thanks for joining us, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. We've got a few minutes left here in the program. We're going to be here all week long. I wanted to tell you that tomorrow, each day at the fair, as we start our broadcast at 8:30, we'll be having fair updates with Skip Davis and also Jamie Blacker. And tomorrow morning around 8:40, we'll have Jamie Blacker, and he's going to bring some members of the brand new Clinton County Fair Foundation. And what they do is basically a group that's going to go out and collect some money and come up with creative ways to raise some money for the Clinton County Fair and the Fair Council. And it'll just be another thing to have in their back pocket to bring in some more revenue generating. And then after that, we'll be talking with Clinton County Commissioner Scott Shoemaker. He's going to give us a full update on the fairgrounds. And then Wednesday is 4-H Day. We'll have Skip Davis starting out the program again with fair updates between 8:30 and 8:40. 8:40 Wednesday morning, we'll be speaking with Karen Crum and Susan Ryan with the 4-H Council, and also Bethany Perley, 4-H leader. And then we'll also be talking to with Bethany. She's also a 10-year member, a junior leader. She's been working with the livestock kids, et cetera. Bethany will bring us a lot of names that morning as well. And then Thursday is Farm Day. Again, we'll start the program with Skip Davis with some fair updates. Jamie Blacker and Alan Dunn. The Clinton County Council President will be here Thursday morning around 8:40. And then Gary Gray of Crop Insurance Specialists and Jason Pearson with Tri-Green Tractor talking about some of their involvement with 4-H, particularly this year at the Clinton County Fair. Friday is going to be Shine 99 and Wylo Day. Skip Davis will start us with fair updates. We'll be talking with our very own Russ Casper that morning, talking about the Wylo Buddy Night. Huseman Amusements will be having a representative there. And we'll also have Todd Fox, the 4-H auction rep, and Steve Farrell. And then we'll be talking about the Clinton County Fair Car Show. And then we'll be wrapping it up Friday between 9:20 and 9:30 with the Clinton Fair Council wrap-up for the week. So, again, today at the fair, going on right now, the poultry show, the beef weigh-in at 2 o'clock this afternoon is the sheep show at the Livestock Show Arena. At 6 o'clock tonight is the horse and pony contesting show at the Horse Show Arena. And the swine weigh-in is between 5 and 8 this evening at the Swine Barn. Don't forget, they'll have the horse racing tonight and tomorrow night, starting both nights at 6 o'clock. Absolutely free of charge, so there's no reason you can't come out. Want to thank our sponsors again. Special thanks to Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan for helping us present Party Line at the fair, and our regular Party Line sponsors as well. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Special thanks to Dennis Bergendorf and Ken Hartman back at the studios. I'm Kevin Keith. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.